Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Red and White Shortboard Podcast. Still in an international break. How are we holding up, Taylor?
It's been a rough, rough time, brother. I don't know about anyone else's things, but I can almost... I've said it every single podcast for the last four in a row. This is dreadful. Can't wait for this to end. Desperately need...
And that's coming from a United fan as well, so you know how rough...
That's how you know how serious this has been. Yeah, absolutely. It's been so boring. We're doing this on a Sunday afternoon and we should be watching football right now.
I know, getting ready for the 4:30 kickoff or whatever it may be, but we are instead stuck talking to each other.
How are you, by the way?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I was in Scotland this week, which was nice, just with work, very boring, but was up there in Glasgow and Edinburgh, which was good fun to get out and about.
Yeah, wonderful.
Counting down the days until we get to record again. Yes. That's all I'm doing.
It's probably the absolute highlight of my week.
It is, absolutely. What about you? How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been okay. There was that one day in London where it was 18 degrees.
Oh, my God.
And it was...
I missed it. That's when I was traveling back down from Edinburgh.
You missed a good one. I mean, I was just stuck in the office, but just to have like some sunshine, to wander around the streets and everything. Oh, London looks amazing when it's sunny.
I know.
It's just a shame it's sunny for about 4 days a year. So it gave me the idea of what summer's like.
Exactly.
So I can't wait.
Teasing.
Yeah.
But most importantly, this episode, we are going to be making our 23-man squad for 2026 World Cup. This will be if the World Cup is tomorrow. So I think everything that we pick now should be based on everyone's fit, what it is. This is the squad we're going to be picking now. Obviously, maybe 2026, slightly different. Who knows what it may be. Everyone's fit. We are picking the squad for the first game. It's tomorrow. And this is going to be our dream squad. We're doing 23-man.
Give me excitement. Makes me think it is tomorrow.
Gosh. I know. God, I wish it was. But there's been 26-man squads in recent years due to kind of COVID and what have you. But 23 makes it a little bit more trickier.
23 was difficult, actually. I'm really good to know those. I have an extra list of about 12 players.
I know. Well, there is a lot, especially that midfield section, I think, is quite beefy.
Yeah.
But we could jump straight into that. Do we want to touch on
the game? Before we jump, what was your like hardest? Because like you say, it's quite difficult to pick the midfield.
Yeah.
It's because, well, I guess because defence, you have to have numbers, don't you?
I think so.
That's where I struggle.
I think defensively, we're the weakest in terms of position-wise. Maybe you could look at the left wing. It's not particularly deep. But I think that was fairly kind of routine. Whereas the midfield, as we touched on last week, so many options.
Missing out. So I've just had a quick glance at your list, which I shouldn't have done, but I have. And I've already missed off like various players. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, damn.
That's right. We'll work through it. We're going to have to agree on a final 23.
Okay, yeah.
And then that will be our... That'll be the red and white chalkboard 23. And then we'll have a look next summer and be like, oh, look how right we were.
Oh, gosh, you guys are in for a treat.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, let's just kick off then.
I think
the shortest debate, maybe not even. Like, I know there's going to be one contentious bit here. Goalkeepers. What have you got for your three?
Well, firstly, I haven't picked four. I picked three because...
I picked three as well. You don't need four goalkeepers.
No. I think it's pretty obvious. I've gone for Jordan Pickford, Dean Henderson, and James Trafford.
Oh, okay, bang on.
Me on the last episode,
slag him off
and saying, I don't think he's it, Chief. I think he's still probably making the list. And the reason why he's on my list is because I think if he's in the squad now and for these friendlies, then that's a really good indication that he's probably going to make that squad next
Young summer. Guy still.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of getting him amongst the England setup.
He's a proper FA boy.
He is.
He's at the under-21s. He's through the... various other younger age groups. And
that's it.
So, yeah, I think that's it. On,
I mean, that's is there a world Ramsdale makes your squad?
Well, he was in the squad for this one, isn't he?
But he's been cut, hasn't he? When they dropped down. Yeah. So
on that basis, probably not. Southampton are going to get relegated.
Yeah, and he's had a mixed season.
No one in the Prem is going to buy him, so he's probably going to have to spend the season in the Championship.
Yeah, well, that's it, because they're going to want at least probably a 30 million mark for him.
They're going to, yeah, because how much did they pay for him? Like 25 million?
Yeah, something like that. Outrageous. I can't remember off my head.
Outrageous.
I know. And like, there are much similar level keepers for probably less money available elsewhere on the continent, or even
absolute
probably
underrated piece of business done by Arsenal, by the way.
I know, just fogging him off.
I mean,
he was great for us, to be fair, and I don't want to.
He was fine.
He came in and he was able to play with his feet, where we had Leno.
Gave the vibe that he was always replaceable.
I mean, the only argument you could say for him getting into the England setup is, you know, he is a vibesman.
He is a vibesman.
And we love a vibesman on this podcast. We love a vibesman on this podcast.
And now I'm thinking, have I got a lack of vibesman not having a Ramsdale in my squad? But I'm sure we'll vibes
can only get you so far, unfortunately. I think Pickford, Henderson, and Trafford is kind of the three. We could touch on really quickly. Pickford, still
number one. Like I say, number one until he doesn't want to be.
Yep.
I think this tournament upcoming feels like a natural end.
It does for a lot of these guys. Yeah. Maybe not so much that we're taking, but kind of that era, the 2018 kind of.
So I think this will probably be his last tournament where he's at.
Yeah. And then Henderson's probably been one of the most informed keepers in the league. Yeah,
absolutely. So it'll be interesting. All right, let's just
defend. Right, so this is where it gets a little bit more interesting already.
Got brother.
So shall I list off mine here? So I think I've got seven here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got John Stones, Mark Gahey, Colwell, Trent, Lewis Skelly, Lewis Hall, and Ben White.
So you know what? I love the Ben White shout. This is Dream 23.
Yeah.
And although I don't see it well where he probably comes back into the fold, I feel like he burned bridges. I think he definitely did under the old coach.
Yeah.
But has he like personally burned so much? He feels so bad about the situation.
Well, did you see Tuchel's come out and said he'd welcome him back?
Yeah, which is a good start.
Yeah.
But I think if he's not in this squad, and then he's not in the next squad,
that's when it would get interesting.
I think that's when it's really going to be telling that he's probably not.
But again, this is what I would pick.
I think great shout. I think we could probably really do with that.
Yeah. What's yours?
So I've gone for eight defenders.
Okay.
I've gone for Tino Livramento, Kyle Walker, but I bracketed regretfully. Unless he moves to Saudi. Then that's a straight away given, isn't it? Yeah. So if he goes back to Man City and he leaves on a free and he goes to Saudi for the check, then he's not in. But I think if he moves to another top five, if he moved to AC Milan permanently, for example, I could see a world where he's still in the squad if he has a full season behind him. And then I've gone for Reece James, Mark Gay, Jared Branthwaite, Levi Colwell, Lewis Hall, and Lewis Skelly.
Okay, so we've got a few differences here. So we're going to have to take some off.
Yeah.
So someone
I missed off your list who I immediately spotted was John Stones.
Yeah, so is that someone you've just literally slipped the mind? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't even consider him. I think he's one of those as well. If next summer feels like that could be his last.
I think so. I think he's just so... I think the reason I've gone for him is because looking at predominantly the rest of that is still quite a young and new team to the setup, and his kind of seniority and how consistent he has been. I think I heard that he's got the record for most games played in a row in England tournament, in tournaments.
Wow, is it?
Which I think it's him and Pickford a joint on 26.
That's a great record.
Which is great, because he's had a few injury kind of issues over the years, but he's always fit for England.
Yeah.
Every competition. Yeah. And he's not the player he maybe was once and the value that he once had, but I still think he is probably one of our best two centre-backs that we have.
100% agree. I think we take Kyle Walker out my list and pop John Stones in there, because I've got Reece James, so I've got two right-backs. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, so you've gone with Reece James and I've gone with Ben White.
Yeah.
That's probably the main differences there. Why have you picked Reece James?
I think Reece James could potentially fill in on the left as well. He strikes me as because I feel him and Tuchel have a great bond.
That's true,
He came out and named him as his favourite like coach of all time that he's played under. I think he could very much... It's just if he's fit.
That's the thing. He's played I don't know how many games over the last few years. If he is, he's probably...
He's such a player to have.
He's got to be there, isn't he?
In a squad. I think Reece James is fantastic. So he could play that left-back role as well, I think. He could do it.
We want that, though? Because that's kind of what we had with Trippier on the left.
You know what I've just realised as well?
Go on.
We've both left Trent out.
No, I've got Trent down.
Have you got Trent?
Yeah, I've got Trent down. Oh, God, he's kicking laptop.
Disaster. Okay, so yeah, there's a couple we need to take off my list. Kyle Walker, okay. I think we do Kyle Walker for Trent. Swap those two. Nice. That makes sense.
Yep.
And then I think to take off my list, I would either look to take Reece James off because I think he's a liability and I don't think he's going to make it to put John Stones in, which I think is probably a shout. And then I think probably I would say take White out of yours and put Branthwaite in.
Do you think?
Do you think
we need that other centre-back? We've got
Because my other rogue opinion, thinking about it now.
Well, you've got one more defender in me as well, actually.
Yeah, that is true. So I think, because I see a world as well where Levi Cole, I haven't been that impressed.
He's had really good games. He's had really shoddy games.
Every time I've seen him, I just think he looks somewhat of a liability. Although I don't think he's playing in his proper position in the centre-back partnership he's playing in.
Sure.
I think Fofana's now come back and took that spot, so I think he's playing out a bit more wide. I don't think that's suiting him. But every time I watched him, I just don't think he's been that incredible. So I could maybe see a world where he's not in it, but then also he's one of those where he's so young and people rate him so highly.
That's
that
another
will
one,
he just
yeah.
be there? Will he yeah. just be there anyway? So, okay, time to make some executive decisions.
Get tricky. Right, so we both got Stones.
Yeah.
Gehi.
Yeah.
Trent.
Yeah.
Well, we've agreed on left-backs, haven't we? With Lewis Skelly and
Lewis Hall. Yeah.
That's easy. And then, so that leaves us with...
So who are your centre-backs?
So my centre-backs are going to be Stones, Gehi and Colwell. And then White, who's also right-back slash centre-back.
I actually do kind of like that.
But you've gone Branthwaite as well.
Yeah, I've gone Branthwaite. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on Jarrod Branthwaite?
Well, I think he's great. To be honest, it was one of those where he was on the mind, but you know, he has maybe not played as much recently. So it's kind of a lot of recency bias in my head there. But I think he's a few years older than Cole. I think he's 23, 24.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you see a world where he makes the big move and then that kind of gets him his England spot? Because that's a lot on my additional list of.
Is that a Man United hit nudge, right?
Well, actually, just to bring up a very reputable source, The Sun, they stated that Manchester United back in for Jarrod Branthwaite at the 40-50 million.
This is the counter again. We've got another United transfer window. Yeah.
So who knows? But I think maybe if he got that big move to Manchester United, he would
big move,
man. Big move. Way on next season. And okay, so I'm happy to forego some leverage here.
All right, go on then.
On the hope of pushing my attackers into the mix later on in the game.
No, that's fair.
So if you want, okay, so why over Branthwaite you want to go for? Yeah?
Well, I mean, oh God, it is tricky.
I do like the versatility.
The thing is, if you don't have White, you've got to have Reece James for me. Because you need another right back other than just Trent. So I'm not sure it would be a White for Branthwaite. I think it would probably be a Branthwaite and White or a Branthwaite and... Mm-hmm. Reece James.
I mean, you've got seven defenders.
Yep.
So do
you can pretty put it up to eight.
Do you want to put it up to eight?
Yeah. Do you want to stick with White? I would pick White over Reece James.
Because I've gone for the logic that if it's four positions, double that. It's eight people, and then midfielders three, six, attackers three, six.
Okay.
Do you want to put Branthwaite in?
I'll put Branthwaite in, and then we can. Do you want to stick with? I don't know. I've spelled his name completely wrong there. Just typos and what have you. But we get just
cool.
Stick with White.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. That's a good shout, that is.
Quick mentions to people we have left out. Obviously, Trippier's not going to be there. He's kind of a bit older now,
it. Yeah, it's gone.
Chilwell's just kind of fallen out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any... I mean, Ezri Konsa, who's been picked for this squad, and he was actually... He made his... Are you really saying that? You're laughing at that?
No, I'm laughing at my list. Oh. I'm looking at my additional lists and how I'm going to justify.
Oh no, this is going to be a fucking disaster. This is going to be really funny.
Yeah.
Was there any world for Harry Maguire for you?
Yeah, I did.
I thought about it as well. I'll be honest, I did think about it.
I gave it a lot of thought. Maybe you live in a world where it's Maguire over Colwell. It'd be insane of a shout.
It would be wild. I'm not sure we're quite there, are we?
It'll be interesting to see how Colwell does with Tuchel.
Yeah.
Because obviously I don't think he was there during Tuchel's time.
No,
he was on loan at Brighton, killing it, and it was very much, he didn't seem extremely bothered about having him in the mix. So maybe it's a case of, anyway, but I did give serious thought to Harry Maguire. I think if he has a good, he's had a good season this year.
For when he's played, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's had a solid season for us. Our centre-backs have actually been the least of our problems, considering we've conceded a gazillion goals and set pieces. But, yeah, maybe. But he's not on my list.
It's probably just time for him to move on, right?
Yeah.
From the kind of England setup. Yeah. And then, sorry, I did mention briefly.
He loves the England setup. He does. I know.
And he's a vibe for it again. He's a vibe. They like him. They like him in the England squad. Yeah,
he's well-liked.
And then again, I did mention
him. Thrives as well.
He does. Gonsa. He was
not against it either.
No, neither am I. I think he's kind of unlucky not to make again. It's something I wouldn't hate him being there at all. And he was really good at that performance of the Euros where his first game was in the final 16 and he was against Switzerland, whoever it was. But he was unbelievable. Unbelievable. He had a good game.
Yeah.
And I know Villa fans really, really rate him.
Yeah. Again, could see it. I think he needs to get into a couple more squads after this one, and if he does, then maybe there is a spot for him. How old is Konza?
That's one for the Google.
Take a guess.
24?
No.
You're saying older or younger?
I'm saying much older. I'm saying like 28.
Oh God, we're that miles off.
Eight. 1 second. Or we're just doing some technical research. Yeah,
Jamie, pull that up for me real quick.
26. Actually, okay. We're both completely wrong.
Yeah, could both smash it together. We were right, and that's what this podcast is all about, folks. All right, then. So final defenders we've got for here: John Stones, Mark Gahey, Levi Colwell, Trent, Lewis Skelly, Hall, White, and Brathwaite. I think that's solid.
I think that's all right. It gets interesting now.
Let's get to the midfield, which I thought was the trickiest in terms of names. No, I think there's three names for sure, which we're going to have the same: Declan Rice, Jude Bellingham, Cole Palmer.
See, I've got Jude Bellingham in my attacking list.
Interesting.
Because when I looked at the England squad for this camp,
He was in the forwards.
He was in the forwards line.
Interesting.
So we're going to probably have quite a few different... No, probably not, actually.
Well, list off all yours then. Go on. Let's listen to this headache. Go on.
Naturally, I've gone for Declan Rice.
Yep.
Colby Maynou.
Right, yeah. I don't... You know, yeah, sure.
Adam Wharton.
Yep.
Cole Palmer. Morgan Rogers. And Eze with a question mark.
Okay.
So, all right. Who you gone for?
So I've gone Rice up at Bellingham in midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Palmer. Adam Wharton. Morgan Rogers. And I've got Curtis Jones in there.
Yeah.
See, I'm a big Curtis Jones fan. I think this year especially, and last year, he's been quite unlucky, I think, at times with not getting kind of the call-ups to England or maybe not getting the pitch, the time at Liverpool. I think this is his time now to kind of get into that squad. We saw him against Albania, Friday night, where he did play kind of alongside Rice in that slightly deeper role. And I thought he had a fine game. I mean, everyone just kind of had a fine game, maybe touched out in the end. But, yeah, I just think he offers a little bit more, maybe, than... Or is something slightly different to kind of the other 10s that we have.
I would be inclined to agree. I actually think that's a fantastic... It's a great shout. I didn't think you'd be coming with the absolute outrageous shouts. Because Curtis Jones, I completely get the vision.
Yep.
He's a great type of player. And he's a unique profile that I don't think any of the other England... Yep. But there's just something about it. And I can't put my finger on it. It's because...
It is because of the place.
But I just don't care.
No.
But no, I do see the vision. I think it's just a shame he plays for Liverpool.
That's it. So who we've both got down? We've got Declan Rice is a lock.
Cole Palmer's
a lock.
You got Morgan Rogers.
Morgan Rogers I've gone for as well. So I think him and Wharton are quite interesting.
I've also got Wharton.
I think Wharton alongside Rice are kind of the two deepest set midfielders. I think Wharton's passing is unbelievable. I think he's probably maybe in a place to start. I just think he's that good.
Yes.
I just think he is that good. I really like him. Every time I've watched him, I'm like, now this guy can ping balls left and right with both feet.
100% agree.
It's like a prime pool skull, let me tell you. Yeah.
He's destined for something.
Yeah, I think so.
He's Hopefully got something about him. Yeah, yeah. He's got something about him. 100% agree that he probably, in a year's time, he's one of those as well. Imagine if he does move this summer to somewhere. I don't know. If I was just to speculate.
God, sorry.
Oh, you drink a water.
Yeah.
And he, you know, moved to a bigger club and really cemented himself there and had a good season. There's no way that I don't see him starting. Unless.
Go on.
My boy, Colby Maynou. Let's not forget.
Lest we forget.
The guy is 19 years old.
Yep.
He's got an FA Cup winning goal.
Yep.
He joined that England squad last year with no expectation. No one, he, no, no, he hadn't right. even played until November
yep.
of the previous year, and then had 6 months where he just looked amazing.
He was so good.
He was just dominating Premier League midfields mm-hmm. as just a boy. And I think he's had a couple of injuries. He's been off the ball a bit this season. I think this is the first time he's experienced change in like a managerial setting. You know, obviously Erik ten Hag pulled him into the first team. It's all he knew. And now he's had to adapt to Ruben Amorim's, frankly, like drastically different style of football.
Yeah, sure.
And it's finding that spot for him. I think he sits in one of those 2-10 positions mm-hmm. in the Manchester United system. And I think for this England squad, he will sit at that base. I think he just will, because I think Declan Rice is a really fantastic partner for Cobbie to then shift up and move just in behind the attack. I think he will be back in this squad. I think he's just too good not to take him. He's maybe had a blip in form,
yep.
but there's such a fantastic football player in there. And again, it's not, he has that ability to get the ball off the back three, turn and run in front of him.
True.
Which the England squad could really, it was a breath of fresh
air. No,
he came in for the Euros, and he, you know, had some outstanding games. He's injured as well at the minute. So I think as well, it's really easy to leave him off the squad because he's injured.
Well, again,
but had
that's
he
true.
Been in the squad and not been injured,
who knows?
I think he probably will.
No, you sold me on
that hill.
You bought me there. I think we add him to the team. Like I said, he was kind of on the fringe for me.
Yeah.
Again, it probably is a bit of recency bias. He hasn't played as much recently because he has been injured. And then the other players, you know, like your Morgan Rogers, maybe has played a little bit more.
Yeah. But Cobbie's my guy, man.
I know. Awesome. I'm happy to add him in there.
Yeah. Good.
Who do you take? Yeah. Because you weren't taking over an Arsenal.
There's no way.
Who do you take out then from that? Do you take out a Curtis Jones from mine? Do you swap him over? Which is obviously hard.
I mean, technically, if you take Bellingham out of there and just put him on your forwards list,
are we classing? Okay, well, should we put him to the forwards for now?
Yeah, I think so.
And we can have a bit of wiggling around and what have you later.
Add Mainoo in, because you've somewhat sold me on
Curtis Jones
a bit more than, say, I did have a question mark next to Eze, and we've got the same. So actually, I'm very happy to trade an Eze for a Curtis Jones. No, because I think in the attack is where I can really add some drip.
I think Curtis Jones for me over ahead of Eze at the moment. I think Eze's had a bit of
my splayed.
I think I'm a dual wielding now. I just think Eze's had a bit of a down year for Palace. Well, Palace have been good. He's probably not been as good, which maybe is a bit harsh, but I just think Curtis Jones maybe deserves.
I think Eze's been fine, but I don't think he's not the future of that, especially if he stays at Palace. If he stays at Palace over the summer, and for whatever reason they don't have a fantastic
season.
Is he
having a Zaha thing where he doesn't get that? Well, I mean, obviously Zaha did get to the United, but...
And so I think if he stays, then that's probably going to harm him more.
Yeah.
If he was to make a move, you know, it'd be interesting to see him at like a Villa or something.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, because they've obviously got Marcus Asensio right now.
I know, but he goes in and he's fighting for you.
But if you trade out a Leon Bailey and bring in an Eze.
Do you play him on the wing then, as opposed to down as a 10?
You know what's so funny, and I've just realised?
Go on.
Wait, unless you've got him in the forwards. Or have you got Phil Foden?
I was going to bring that up in a minute. Have you?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, God damn it. No.
But ultimately.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm just having to comment. And I don't think you play Eze anywhere, if that makes sense, because he's not going to play. No, it makes sense because he's not going to start. He's never going to be a starter for England in this squad.
True.
So he's always going to be one of those players that gets brought on in the 80th, 75th minute or in extra time period to just provide something. So it doesn't really matter where he'll play.
You can start him in a bit.
And if he starts on the wing, he'll probably just come into the centre anyway and vice versa. So, you know, he's more of your punch man, essentially.
All right. So the locks we've got for midfield are now then. Mm-hmm. Declan Rice, Cole Palmer, Adam Wharton, Rodgers and Mainoo. So that's the six that we mentioned. I'm going to put a question mark next to Curtis Jones.
Okay.
We'll revisit maybe at the end and we'll have a final kind of assessment.
Yeah.
Moving to the forwards then. See, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7/8 listed down here. That's including Bellingham now because I did have him listed as a midfielder. But so the locks here... we're all going to have. It's quite easy. Bellingham, that we now got.
Yeah.
Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Saka.
Yeah.
Gordon.
Yes.
Watkins.
No.
You haven't got Watkins there.
I haven't got Watkins.
Is that intentional, or have you forgotten who he is?
No, intentional. Intentional. You know what? Shit. I almost left Saka off my list. Actually, it just didn't cross my mind because that's recent.
God, I would have snapped your neck.
But yeah, no.
Go on, what's yours? Go on.
Okay, so I've gone for Harry Kane,
yep.
Jude Bellingham,
yep.
Anthony Gordon,
yep.
Saka,
yep.
Liam Delap, and Ethan Nwankwo.
Damn. Okay, hang on. That's spicy, that. Yeah. I like that. Yours is a lot more interesting. So, no Jared Bowen. No Marcus Rashford.
No.
No Hudson-Odoi.
No. It didn't even cross my mind, to be fair.
No, he probably doesn't quite make it for me. But so my kind of initial was Kane, Saka, Gordon, Watkins, Rashford, Bowen, and Wanyari.
Mm-hmm. So I will shout out Bowen because I have it here. Bowen, if he moves to Liverpool and does well, then he's an automatic pick.
I thought you were going to say the opposite. If he moves to Liverpool, then he's not going.
Yeah, as the true tone of this list for me, he wouldn't be going. But maybe I think then he would go instead of Nwankwo.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk through that then. So you've got Delap down as well. So instead of your Solanke even. So
I've got Dom Solanke on my list.
Okay.
And I caveated it with if Liam Delap isn't up to scratch. Nice. So if he does, for whatever reason, he will move.
Well, he'll stay in the Prem at the very least, won't he?
Yeah, and he will move, and it just depends. This move for him is like
make
huge.
Or break.
Yeah, because if he moves to a club and he does well, then I definitely see them picking him over like Ollie Watkins feels like to me, he's like always one season away from the ultimate drop-off season. And I think this season, he's post-Euros been a bit... I think Villa in the summer will probably try and buy a striker because they sold Duran.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to bring someone else in. Is it very much changing of the guard? Does he see less minutes? And then...
Damn, and you haven't included Watkins at all.
No, I haven't.
I think that's very harsh. I think he's comfortably our second best option behind Kane. And he offers something very different to Kane does, which is his ability to make runs in behind, as we saw in the Euros, which Kane just didn't decide to do because he doesn't do it. Ollie Watkins, I know he's 29 years old, but... The fact that you haven't included him, I think, is honestly ridiculous.
To be fair, you're talking to me now, and I am...
No. You made your decision.
No, you know what?
Bury your heels.
Why? What am I doing? Screw him. He ain't going.
No, damn.
Massive Ollie Watkins season drop, like drop-off season coming next season.
I mean, he's... I still think he's got a good 2-3 years left at his kind of level, and I think he's got to go for England. I didn't even think this would be a discussion, to be honest with you.
That's insane.
I'm really surprised by that. So you think you would take Solanke and...
Solanke's not in my list. He's in my honourable mentions.
Okay, right, okay.
So I think... I just like Liam Delap. And I like the idea that he'll go somewhere, score lots of goals, and be picked in. Because he's the future. And he's like the closest thing we have to a Harry Kane type of striker.
Right.
Harry Kane early in his Spurs career.
Yeah.
You know, he'd pick the ball up from deep, stride a bit, and then smack it. And,
and
it'd go in, it'd be a great finish. So, I don't know. But I can be convinced to take Liam Delap out because I understand that it's a
very bold show.
The odds of it happening is a lot less than them taking Watkins.
I think a lot of this team is still quite young and quite new. I think someone like Watkins, who has been around the England setup now for the last few years, as a second option to Kane or something else, I think he's such a more reasonable pick than Delap.
Yeah, that's so true.
I respect you putting it down because it's certainly ballsy. But you can't not take Watkins for me. I think that's why.
All right, I'm willing to cede on that.
Yeah.
You can have your Watkins.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. You're welcome,
Ollie. We'll come back to this.
But so that leads five then with Bellingham, Kane, Saka, Gordon, and Watkins, which from what we've got going right now only leaves one space really. And that could be, I've got Rashford down. I've also got Bowen and Wanyari. And from those, we're going to have to essentially pick one here.
I think you pick Ethan Nwankwo.
Over Bowen and Rashford?
Yeah, I do. I obviously
love the boy.
No, I like it. I think he's got the profile for it. He obviously looks fantastic. So young. He's going to have a whole season next season. I think next season for him is a big season.
Yeah.
I think he could do something really, really good for you guys. And if he does, then of course he's going to get in. I think him and Lewis Skelly will probably be part of the setup. And he played for the under-21s against France the other day. I imagine he'll be playing against Portugal as well in a couple of days. If he has a big season next season.
That's no reason why he couldn't
something
go.
Rashford's washed. And Bowen is good, really good, reliable. Yeah. But he's never going to be...
A starter for England. No. And you think Wanyari has that ability?
Yeah, I think so. So
do you not think, though, because looking at kind of left wing options, it's Gordon and that's basically it.
Yeah.
Do you not think having a Rashford is a good extra kind of left wing option?
Honestly, it's so early to even contemplate whether Rashford will be there.
Well, I mean, okay, let's say it is tomorrow then. Let's say it is.
No, probably not, because I don't think Rashford has proved that he's got the capabilities for a long time to be able to. I think he's just probably not what the England squad needs. I think why not bring a couple of... It's a bit more magical. And tournament football requires that
a lot of magic. Yeah.
You know, and look at Lamine Yamal, not to compare the two, but, you know, very young, went to the Euros, had a huge impact. Naki Williams. Naki? No. His brother, Nico Williams.
Brother?
Yeah, Naki Williams and Nico Williams.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So I think people,
big brothers.
Yeah, I was like, God damn.
So no, I think take him. I'm a fan of throwing in really, really talented youngsters into an international tournament.
Theo Walcott did it in the career.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, that's best player of all time. Best player of all time. So I think I'm a fan of that. I'm happy to go down. I think.
All right, let's go when you are then.
It's our dream list, man. We can.
Yeah,
we can
it's true. This is our list. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Do what we want.
All right, then, fuck it. Let's chuck Wanyama in there.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think, right, if I'm looking at that, though, so we've gone through all the positions now. We need to kind of slim it down and make sure it is 23. I think we're taking one too many defenders. So we've got, currently, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh, hang on a second.
No, because we are technically counting Curtis Jones at the
moment. Oh, yes. Okay, so 3, 4, 5, 6.
But I do have a debate.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Learn how to count with Cormac.
God damn. Sorry, guys. I'm going to cut a lot of that out, I think, because that is really embarrassing and really boring. Okay, so that's 23 that we have down with Curtis Jones and with Brathwaite and White there.
Mm-hmm.
What is your debate that you said you want to bring up?
Okay, so one of my honourable mentions.
Yep.
I've got Elliot Anderson.
Yep.
Could be sneaking in over probably Curtis Jones off that list.
Mm-hmm.
Player. Do you remember a long time ago when I said to you, Elliot Anderson from Newcastle is a player Manchester United
you know
to sign
him? I do remember that.
Yeah. I was on
about
that
a year and a bit ago.
Yeah,
so.
I was on that hype train long time ago about Elliot Anderson. Big fan.
We did mention him the other day as well because he has had such a good season.
You know what? Did you see him at the Carabao Cup final?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was in the crowd
oh,
right at the
really?
Front. Yeah, yeah.
It is Geordie Ladd.
He's a boyhood Newcastle player.
Yeah, so a big one for him as well.
And I can't believe they sold him.
I know, that is brutal.
Look at the season gone to have. And yeah, so.
I know. Should we just piss off some more Newcastle fans?
Yeah, come on, Newcastle fans, come for us. I can't believe you sold Elliot Anderson. And I can't believe you don't think you're going to sell Alexander Isak.
Yeah.
And Gordon's going to Liverpool.
Yeah, that one guy, wherever you are.
You're going to bring Miguel Almiron back.
Yeah. Jacob Murphy's going to be a star winger for the next 2 years still.
That's funny.
Elliot Anderson for Curtis Jones. I still think I would take Curtis Jones over, but I also don't hate the Elliot Anderson shout. I guess, again, maybe just because he hasn't had that call up now, maybe he won't be embedded in the setup quite
as
much.
If you go to our defenders real quick, because if you say we want to... This is our dream. We could just get... Why are we being all tactical?
Why are we doing 23? Let's make it 30.
I say get rid of two keepers. Rely on the blokes to do it. Get rid of... Let's get rid of a defender.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I think...
I know who you're going to say.
I think you just take Ben White out.
Yeah. I still really think he would be good.
Or, okay, let's play hypothetically. Ben White still doesn't want to play for England, so we're going to take him out. So that was our list.
What about Colwell? Do you take him out?
Yeah, I'll take Colwell out.
Fuck Chelsea?
Screw Chelsea.
God, this is getting less and less serious as we go on.
Yeah, no.
It's probably for the best.
Take Colwell out.
We're taking Colwell? Yeah, all right, so that gives us an extra space.
Yeah, we got Branthwaite and Stones and Gay.
That's so true, actually. Yeah, but that's a good point, actually. And we've got Ben White as well. We can't
play. We've got Ben White, exactly.
Yeah, all right, I like that.
All right, so we've got a whole new player. So I'm going to bosh off some of my honourable mentions.
Go on.
So obviously, Dom Solanke.
Yep. Not for me.
Gibbs White.
Yeah, see, he was on my mind.
Yeah, Gibbs White.
The only thing is, so obviously, as kind of tens or attacking midfielders, we've got Palmer, we've got Bellingham, and then maybe you've got Curtis Jones, probably to play
Morgan Rodgers.
Morgan Rodgers, Do we need another one?
Well, I said if he moves to top six team, maybe
top three team right now.
Yeah, he is. But if he was to then make that move,
because he's
25, so maybe. And then I said he'd get in over Eze, but obviously we haven't got Eze in this list.
No.
So I'm not too fussed about shoving him in. Oh, I got some outrageous shouts coming up. I've got Aiden Heaven, after a season of playing three in the back, could come in as one of those centre backs. List only gets worse as well.
Get rid of this man's microphone.
No, God, absolutely damn it.
He's played two games, has he?
He's probably out for the season. No, actually, just a little update on Aiden Heaven. He was seen at the training ground without his protective boot on, which is great news, because looked like a career-defining injury on his first Premier League start.
God fucking damn it, man.
I was just doing a bit of thinking.
Go on, who else you got then?
And then, so then I've gone for Mikey Moore from Spurs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I said my commentary was, if it wasn't for Namwari, this could have been the case.
Yeah.
I think if Ethan Namwari keeps playing how he's been playing next season, then Mikey Moore has no chance.
Yeah.
Because he's been in and out of the Spurs team, which I think he's had a bit of an injury. Mm-hmm. That's what took him out recently, but he looks fantastic every time I've seen him. He looks like a real great player. But he's not at that level of Ethan Namwari, and I can't see him taking both, because that makes the forward line incredibly young.
Yeah.
So, but he was just on there. I said Joe Bellingham, because how that vibes if you've got brothers in the camp.
Is that just for the flex of having brothers?
No, because if he moves to Manchester United in the summer, and then he has a fantastic season, like I'm sure he would. Boom, he's in there. Him and Cobby.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, then I've gone for... No, I haven't gone for, but I mentioned him. Harvey Elliott, don't like him, don't care, is what I said.
Oh, God, get a better haircut.
I'm not having that. That's not vibes.
No, that's the opposite of vibes.
And then I've got, interesting one, Archie Gray as a utility player.
Okay, that's the most interesting or most plausible, I think, out of the bunch. Again, it probably is just a bit early.
But this now, in a year's time, we'll have another season.
Yeah.
And I think Spurs are probably going to be looking to shift on some of their midfielders. I think Bissouma might be sold.
Yeah.
And I don't think they've got the most confidence in Bentancur being able to, like, over a whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now could be, if they sign a couple more centre-backs and they don't have a horrific injury record, Archie Gray could then maybe move into midfield and actually play the position that he wants to play.
It is his position.
And if he did, I'm sure he'd do quite well. And he'd be quite interesting.
I do like Archie Gray.
I reckon he could play at left-back, he could play at centre-back, and he could also play in... somewhere in the free and midfield.
Yep.
So just
it's worth mentioning. I don't think any of these make the cut. And I've got another one.
I've got one more. This was just Bowen if he moves to Liverpool and does well.
Yeah, would you not put Bowen in now then?
I think if we've got out of all that list, definitely Aiden Heaven. But then if I had to pick another one, I'd probably pick Jared Bowen.
God, Aiden Heaven. Get the fuck out, man.
I'm being dead.
Well, we've got one more spot here.
Okay.
I thought this was going to be a little bit more tricky, but in terms of the squad...
Probably Bowen, I reckon.
I think he probably do, right?
Yeah.
Over Rashford? No Rashford then?
No, I'd rather put Liam Delap in over Rashford.
Damn. All right, we'll go Bowen then to kind of sit on the edge, because I'm not taking Delap. No, like, I really like Delap, and I think he's going to be... It seems like he's had a great season of struggling.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone over this. But, yeah. All right, are we happy with this list then? Do you think we have...
You know what I'm most excited for? See who just comes about in the next year. That's the great thing about it.
And true.
We're not even comprehending players that in a year's time will be part of the discussion.
Yeah.
I
mean, we'll have Wanyama probably gets his first call up in that time.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Obviously, Skelly's just made it through. We've got Adam Wharton, who hasn't really put a stamp on yet. Morgan Rogers, who hasn't done too much. Mainu, who's still coming through.
I guess this would be a great point to then talk about Mr. Phil Foden.
Why he's not in.
It shows how far removed he is from everyone's thinking, because outside of us realizing about 30 minutes ago, he's not even coming in my brain.
Yeah, so why haven't you picked him?
Well, I said a stat the other day, which was in 44 games, he scored 4 goals, or 42, you know, under 45 games, he scored 4 goals. I don't think he's ever done anything in an England shirt which is close to replicating what he's managed to do in a Manchester City shirt. I think it's so strange because Phil Foden's style of play should be perfect for international football. The pace is slower. He has more time on the ball and he's able to pick out the passes he wants, run with the ball. This should be made for him, but for some reason, he's never been able to find his sweet spot in international football. He's never done it at a major tournament, personally.
Nope.
In my opinion. He hasn't. And you've seen players which you wouldn't maybe consider better or more talented than Phil Foden go to international tournaments for their nation and perform considerably better.
Yep.
So I think you need to... He's had almost 50 games to prove something. And England's squad is extremely competitive. And it's almost bad for him that Cole Palmer's emerged. Jude Bellingham's as good as he is. Because you're now looking at it and he's like, well, you either shoehorn him in on the right... Stinks.
Does stink.
Yeah, and then have to put Saka somewhere else.
Yeah, or, but Saka left back.
Or you just don't play him and you bring him off the bench. But I don't think he's the type of player off the bench
to make that much of an impact.
To make as much of an impact as to say someone with pace and physicality to really take advantage of the tired legs, like a Morgan Rogers or I don't know who else we've got on that list.
Palmer, we've already said he might be starting even.
Yeah, to be fair.
But then Gordon, if he doesn't start, Wanyama.
Yeah, Bowen. So there's other players who I think could probably make more of an impact. So yeah, it's just, what's your thoughts?
I completely agree. He's never done an England shirt. I think the only way he gets in, like he started the other night on the right because of Saka not being there, and he did nothing, to be completely honest. I think there's so much more capable players and more exciting players that we have in that 10 position, like I said, a Morgan Rogers, a Curtis Jones, a Bellingham, a Palmer. Like, he's not as good as any of those. He hasn't been as good as any of those this season.
Hasn't helped that him and Manchester City have had a, by their standards, dreadful season.
Yeah, exactly.
And he hasn't looked like one of the shiny.
He's struggled. He has struggled. And he is a great player, but he hasn't done it for England. And I think not taking him is harsh.
It's extremely harsh.
It is really harsh.
It's extremely harsh.
But I think there's just more interesting options. I mean, it might be a case of us going, oh, something shiny, something new, which it is that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just couldn't justify putting him in.
I don't feel connected to Phil Foden in any shape or way as a player. He's a Manchester City player from their academy who's won multiple Premier League titles and stunk it up in an English shirt.
Yeah.
He's literally everything I hate. So to take him off this list is nothing but pure joy.
Honestly, I'll get over it.
Yeah, we'll get over it.
It's funny that we both left him off, though. I do enjoy that.
It didn't cross my mind when I was doing my list. So.
Right, let's rattle through the end then. This is the final list we have. Right, so keepers, which we all agreed on at the beginning. Pickford, Henderson, Trafford, pretty simple. Defenders, Stones, Gahey, Brathwaite, Trent, Lewis Skelly, Hall and Ben White. Midfielders, Rice, Palmer, Wharton, Rogers, Maynou, Curtis Jones. Forwards, Bellingham, Kane, Saka, Gordon, Watkins, Wanyama, Bowen. And I am just going to double check really quickly that it is 23, because otherwise we've done a big old whoopsie here.
I think we've done a pretty good list there. I think that's it. It's got the good mix of experience, interesting and solid, which is kind of, I think, what you need, that blend in a international tournament.
Yeah, 23, yeah. Smashed it.
Well, smashed it.
Right,
we can
then
count.
Let's go through them. What would our starting 11 be? This, I think we'll do an independent one here. We don't have to agree necessarily.
Okay. Okay. Go on then.
For me, I think it's quite simple, the starting 11, to be honest. For me, I think it makes complete sense. Pickford in goal. Centre-backs, Stones and Gahey. Right-back, Trent. Left-back, probably Lewis Hall. I think at the moment, I'd probably give it to him just over Lewis Skelly. And that's me not being biased as well. Midfield, Rice, Wharton, Bellingham, or Rice, Bellingham, Palmer. But I'm going to go with Wharton starting over Palmer, which is a bit... I know, sorry, don't kill me. And then front three, I think we'll definitely agree on. Saka, Kane, Gordon.
All right, I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't love it. Listen to this.
Without saying, how many changes are you going to change?
Probably about three or four.
Really? Okay, yeah, I thought it would only be one or two. So.
You scroll back up to the top. So I'm going to go for Henderson in goal. I'm doing my dream team, man. Doing the team which I think would deliver. So I'm going to go for Henderson. I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for Henderson. And then I'm going to go for Gay and Brathwaite.
Okay.
In the centre-back partnership. Lewis Hall at left-back. And then I'm going to... I'm also going to go for Trent at right-back. Yeah. So...
I mean, it's interesting as well.
I like Branthwaite. I think he's class.
Yeah, it's interesting as well. Trent's never really established himself as the English right back, mm-hmm. and it kind of mm-hmm. does feel like now's his time. With Walker going on, that's from Porker there, slander now. Porker on his way out. I can't call him that if he goes to Saudi, but I think this would be his time, ready to play.
Needs right to, back. Yeah, 100%. Needs to.
All right, go on, then your midfield.
Okay, then in midfield, I'm going to go for Rice, Maynou, and Bellingham. Yeah. Oh, no, not Bellingham, sorry. Rice. Rice, Maynou, and Bellingham. And then Bellingham is the 10. And then my three up top, is going to be the exact same. It's going to be Saka, Kane, and Gordon.
Yeah, so it's fairly similar.
Yeah, fairly similar.
The Henderson in goal, and then the Brathwaite starting. I think that's the Man United dreams that you've got blinding yourself a little
Maynou
bit.
Maynou starting as well because
he's
my boy, man.
He is your boy. I don't hate that, to be completely honest. Yeah. If he plays like he did last season and the moments that he had in the Euros, I'm all for it. Yeah. I just really, really like Adam Wharton.
I really like Adam Wharton too. And he's the type of player who should start games, I think, because he sets the tempo.
He does. He can just ping the ball
around.
There's
such value to
his, I think, him and Rice together, Rice's ability to kind of pick the ball and carry it, mm-hmm. and his ability to ping passes left and right, I think it's a great combo.
Yeah, it's solid.
And I think that's quite an exciting midfield with Bellingham there as well.
Yeah, I like that.
I think we've smashed that, personally. Do you want to talk about the game on Friday night very, very briefly?
Not really, but I will.
Yeah, pretty dull.
Lewis Skelly goal, though.
Lewis Skelly goal, which is, you know, you said it for the Latvia game in our predictions.
I did.
Absolutely awesome. Great. I mean, Bellingham's the guy, as we also established, mm-hmm. but great pass from him. Lovely finish. I'm just so happy for the bloke and all those fucking weirdos. Hopefully he shuts them up.
Yeah.
And just be excited about an 18-year-old coming through.
Be excited. That's what it's all about.
That's what we're here for, isn't it?
That's what it's all about. And then Harry Kane managing to score a non-penalty goal.
And a nice finish at that.
Yeah. Who'd know?
You know what? Hold my hands up. Sorry, Kane. I was slagging you off. You scored a goal, not from the penalty spot.
Respect, brother.
Other than that, Albania beat them. Yeah.
Cool. Don't care. I didn't realise that our entire group is Albania, Latvia, and Andorra.
I didn't realize that either until the other day.
Dreadful.
I know. It's very on brand for England, isn't it?
Yeah.
So hopefully we should cruise through. But
we almost definitely will cruise through.
Yeah, which we always do, unless it's 2000. Which one did we not qualify for?
It was the Euros, wasn't it?
2004?
Yeah, something like that. I'm just, you say that, but it's just reminding me of when we did qualify for that David Beckham free kick against Greece.
God, cool. Yeah. What year was that? That might have been 2004. Guys, this is a bit before our time in our defense. We're only young lads, so you're gonna have to bear with us for our historical knowledge there.
But yeah, I think that's all I want to talk about the game anyway.
It's boring, isn't it? Otherwise, no one really gives a shit. But otherwise, I think that's been another solid episode.
Yeah, we just need to get through this. I'll start with it and I'll end with it. You need to get through the international break. Any ideas that you want us to cover for next week, please let us know. Just need ideas to get us through this international break before we can go back to talking about what we truly love. Which is anything but international football.
It's club football, baby.
Club football.
It's the FA Cup next weekend.
FA Cup next weekend.
Which neither of our teams are in, so that's going to be great fun as well.
Oh my God.
But then it all starts getting heated up again, the Champions League and more interesting Prem games. But the FA Cup will be good, actually, because there are some teams there.
I will watch it.
I think we'll probably do an FA Cup episode here or there. But wonderful.
Thank you very much for listening, guys. We hope you have enjoyed your weekend and enjoyed the upcoming week. And we will see you towards Thursday, Friday. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Have a good one. Bye.